This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 24th, 2007. I'm Paul Plagg. It'll be the first commercial airport built since 9/11. In fact, the new Panama City Bay County International Airport will be the first new commercial airport built in 10 years. Final government approval for construction has been received. Randy Curtis, the airport's executive director, told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution construction could begin next month. Quote, "We hope to be in operation by late 2009 or early 2010, unquote. Proponents say the reason for the move is obvious. The 6,300-foot runway at the current Bay County International is one of the shortest in use by commercial aircraft in Florida. Expansion would encroach on existing neighborhoods and surrounding wetlands. The current airport is located on a bay, and runways flood in large storms. St. Joe County was only too happy to provide a new home for the airport and donated 800,000 acres once used as timberland for the new facility. It's still not clear exactly what the FAA's next-gen air traffic control system will look like. As you might imagine, Lockheed Martin, the nation's largest government contractor, has proposed a system, and so has ITT. But the Boston Globe reports that Raytheon, which built much of the current radar-based aviation navigation infrastructure, has partnered with XM Satellite Radio to propose a third option. FAA spokesman Paul Takamoto puts the change in historical context. Quote, "We've made quantitative leaps over the years, from flags to bonfires to radars and now to satellites," unquote. The first contract, expected to be awarded by the FAA soon, would be worth up to $2 billion to the winning bidder. Eventually, the total tab for NextGen could reach $22 billion through the year 2025. The FAA projects that users of the system might be required to spend another $14 to $20 billion in equipping to use the new technology. Utah Governor John Huntsman called for a mandatory stand-down of all Utah Army National Guard aircraft this week in the wake of a fatal accident Monday involving an AH-64 Apache helicopter. His official statement said, quote, "The stand-down, with necessary exception, will continue through a preliminary review of the incident and any appropriate inspection of all helicopters," unquote. The Guard says the Apache went down during a training flight in Lake Mountain, west of Utah Lake, an area described as a common nighttime training corridor. The two guardsmen on board were lost. The men were identified as Chief Warrant Officers 2, James R. Linder and Clayton S. Barnes of the 1st Battalion, 211th Aviation Regiment. Governor Huntsman said, quote, "I think this is particularly difficult to bear considering both pilots safely returned in 2005 from their tour of duty in Afghanistan," unquote. This is the first fatal helicopter crash involving a Utah National Guard aircraft since 1985, when a UH-1 Huey went down, claiming two lives. Reuters is reporting that British Airways and Korean Airlines both pleaded guilty in U.S. court on Thursday to a global price-fixing conspiracy and were each fined the expected $300 million. U.S. officials say more airlines might be involved. British Airways and Korean Air admitted to fixing passenger fares and cargo rates to ease the impact of increases in fuel prices between 2000 and 2006. U.S. District Judge John Bates did not disclose the names of any executives from either company who were involved or say whether they might face charges. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. SpaceX is a busier place than its website might have suggested. Amtrak is benefiting from poor airline service. And United Airlines gets creative in rethinking its structure. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with John McBean of Kit Fox Aircraft about the first ever Kit Fox factory fly-in, Labor Day weekend at Homedale Municipal Airport near Boise, Idaho. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. You can find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.